One of the other things that was a wood gasifier, have you made anything like that?
Well, you know, in the troubled times, we had some plans from Finland. A guy by the name of Ali got as a gift an old Volvo, and and it was rigged with a wood gas burner on the back, and came with the plans, and which he provided, scanned and provided, and we got the gifts out there. It's also on those Trouble Times CDs that people can get for like $4.10 for a twin set, so that they could pull it up on a laptop, you know, if they didn't have a paper copy, and it ran, and he said you put in wood chips, you have to worry about it getting clogged up with tar, and we heard at that time also from people in Australia that said, well, in the outback, that's what they use when they have like electrical failures and the like, or gas delivery problems, or I don't know what. That their emergency defense still has wood gas capable engines, and in Finland and Europe, they were running them for a long time after World War II, when there was a gasoline shortage, and they had to use that apparently during the war. So. Wood gas works. And
yeah, well, one way to take the impurities out of that is, besides just taking the gas straight off of the generator, you need to run it through a condenser, and you fill the condenser with steel wool, and it takes a lot of that tar and acids and things like that out of it before it hits the engine.
Yeah, it's interesting, and actually, from what I've read and from what he had in the plans on how this works, a regular car engine can be modified, you know, to actually work with wood gas. You don't have to have any kind of a special engine.
Right.
You're really putting the wood gas in there, and it's firing just like you would if there was gasoline or ethanol, et cetera, diesel, I'm presuming. Same concept. So the main thing that I remember was that you had to get a fire going to begin with, and then you kept adding, you'd throw in a few chips. I guess you'd like tool down the road and then stop and throw some more wood chips in and then tool down some more, and you'd figure out how often you had to do that, maybe if your car started sputtering. And they said they got some pretty good mileage, too. Like they could get it up to, I think, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're not going to be passing anybody. You know, but you're definitely moving down the road.
Yeah, and not on your foot.
That's right.
Not on foot either.